This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Oregon. The results of a recent test has shown that finished water in Corner Brook is still corrosive. The issue was discussed at Monday night's public council meeting. Deputy Mayor Linda Chasson says this means the city has to increase chemicals in order to reach target levels.
Because of this, we decided to increase the orthophosphate dosage from 1.35 to 1.6 mg. The increase is in line with what was specified during the commissioning process. Also, soda ash was increased to achieve a higher pH. Currently, our pH is 7.5 to 7.55, and we are now targeting 7.8 pH.
The increase in chemical dosage will mean an extra $5,500 a month for treatment. The city's director of engineering, Donnie Burden, says the city started testing a few years ago using tiny metal coupons.
3 or 4 years ago now, right around when COVID started, we initiated a corrosion monitoring program. So essentially what we have is we've installed just little steel coupons, like the same type of material that our pipe is made of, at various locations around the city. And we've been periodically weighing them to see what the loss is because of corrosion.
Burden says it was a money savings measure at the time, but these chemicals can't be reduced.
But what we're finding is we can't actually reduce it. It seemed like initially we could, and now a couple of years has gone by, we're getting more data, and it looks like we're going to have to increase that dosage again. And also increase the pH to make that all more effective. So we're constantly trying to do things to save, but sometimes they don't always work.
Burden says the city has actually returned to the previous levels of chemicals. That's your latest BFM News. I'm Tanya Oregon, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.